Hello, my dears. I would like to introduce you to my mini tutorial of the free Blender program. The tutorial will focus on showing that although Blender is more artistically inclined, it is also suitable for preparing a simple 3D printable element. I will map the 3D element from a photograph so that it is compatible with the original. The part I will reproduce will be a lampshade holder with a clip and a screw hole. I'm going to use the popular version of Blender 2.79 for the theme, as I consider it to be stable, and it seems to be the version with the most material and plugins at the moment. Of course, it doesn't matter that much, as the model creation mechanisms in other versions of Blender are almost identical. I will print the piece on a Creality Ender 3 Pro 3D printer with PLA filament. Introduction. The tutorial will be divided into two sections. In the first section, I will loosely present a set of useful information and keyboard shortcuts that can come in handy no matter what you are doing. I recommend testing them all on an empty Blender scene. In the second section, I'll describe step by step how I 3D mapped the object from the photo, the lampshade mount, so that I could then 3D print it and replace the print with a component that simply broke. Of course, I will inevitably not be able to include all the information here. So if something is missing, you can always look for the answer in the Blender documentation or in the Blender forum and/or Stack Exchange. Basic information, operations, and keyboard shortcuts. I will describe here some general concepts from Blender that you should know before proceeding. There are two levels of editing in Blender: object mode, move, scale, rotate, etc., hole shape, solids, and edit mode, edit vertices, faces, edges of one solid. Switch between them with the tab key. You can also switch between them on the GUI. In edit mode, there are three selection editing submodes, namely operations on vertices, edges, and faces. These are selected here. Objects are selected with the right mouse button. PPM alone changes the selection to the clicked object. If you want to select two objects, you click PPM on the object while holding Shift. The clicked object is then additionally selected. The previous object is also selected. In addition, we have the keyboard shortcut A from All, which means selecting or deselecting everything in the scene. The list of objects in the scene is in the upper right corner, where you can also see what you have selected. You can also select objects in bulk by holding C and LMB and moving the cursor over the objects you want to select. Drag selection. You can also select with the B key, the so-called box select. It is best to move the camera in flight mode, Shift plus F. Then, fly with WSAD and accept the camera settings with LPM. If you do not wish to change the camera settings, you can undo them using Escape. In camera move mode, Shift F, a cursor slash target like this appears on the screen. There are also convenient keyboard shortcuts for operating the camera. The numeric 5 key toggles between perspective mode and ortho mode. In addition, we can automatically set projections from the front, right, etc. with the numeric keys 7913. Keys 8462, numeric arrows, rotate the camera. In Blender, we can move, rotate, and scale what we have selected. This uses the keyboard shortcuts G, grab, move, S, scale, scale, R, rotation, rotate. By pressing the corresponding key, you can specify whether you are scaling or moving along one axis. To do this, press X or Y or Z, or all axes, default option. Each of these transformations can be performed by a numerical value by typing an offset from the keyboard. For example, if we want to move the selection by 50 units along the X-axis, we press G, enable shifting, X selects the X-axis, 50, i.e. 5 and 0 from the keyboard, and confirm with LPM. When we perform operations according to an axis by a value from the keyboard, we have a preview of what we have typed in the bar at the bottom.